Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Let's open with a word of prayer this morning. Lord, we just thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your awesome word. And Lord, as we look at a great prayer of thanksgiving in the Bible, a great song of thanksgiving in the Bible this morning, this is just so good, Lord. It's so good. So help us to glean from it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Have you ever thought that you'd like more words to express your thanksgiving to the Lord? That you just are so filled inside with thankfulness and you can't really find the words to really express it? Well, you might go back and read where we're going to be today. This is 1 Chronicles 16. It's actually, there's three different psalms in this song of thanksgiving. But after the ark was moved to Jerusalem, and it was probably David's greatest day, it's so great to see him giving thanksgiving. I don't know how many times we have had a mountaintop experience and pretty much just forget to thank the Lord all about it, right? We just, oh, that was great. Oh, yay, wasn't that great? Yeah, it was great. And this was great, but as we look at this song of thanksgiving, it is just so awesome, and we could spend a year on it, really, I think, because there's just so much here. But let's just begin by turning to hymn number 108, O Worship the King, and let's sing through that, and just think about the King. Think about worshiping Him, because that's what we're going to be doing here this morning. And we're going to be following King David's song of thanksgiving. As it said, on that day, David first delivered this psalm into the hands of Asaph and his brethren to thank the Lord. So that's where we're going to be today. O Worship the King 108. O worship the King, all glorious above, and gratefully sing His wonderful love, our shield and defender, the Ancient of Days, pavilioned in splendor and girded with praise. Oh, tell of His might, oh, sing of His grace, whose robe is the light, whose canopy space, His chariots of wrath, a deep thunder clouds form, and dark is His path on the wings of the storm. Thy bountiful care, what tongue can recite? It breathes in the air, it shines in the light. Streams from the hills, it descends to the plain, and sweetly distills in the dew and the rain. Frail children of dust, and feeble as frail, in Thee do we trust, nor find Thee to fail. Thy mercies, how tender, how firm to the end, our Maker, Defender, Redeemer, and Friend. So as I mentioned, the Ark has been moved to Jerusalem, and there was a great celebration. And we saw such great organization in that move last week and how they worshiped the Lord. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful experience. And we read in chapter 16, so they brought the ark into Jerusalem. And we see then that they offered sacrifices and burnt offerings. And David begins to set up the ministry there. And now we have this song of thanksgiving, as I just mentioned. On this day, David first delivered this psalm into the hand of Asaph and his brethren to thank the Lord. The first 15 verses here are basically quoted in Psalm 105. And then verses 23 to to 33 are quoted in Psalm 96. And then verses 34 and 5 are quoted, well, verse 34 is quoted in several Psalms. Verse 35 and 36 are quoted basically from Psalm 106 again. So we have Psalm 106, the beginning and ending. We have Psalm 96 for 13 verses, and we have Psalm 105 for 15 verses. But we really don't know when he gave all of these. Most people think that he had written those at separate times and he just put them together here. I don't know. It says it's the first time he gave it into the hand of Asaph. So not to dwell on whether it's the first or second or whatever, but what does he say? What are we to say? Oh, there's so much here. So pay as much attention to the Spirit as you can as we go through this psalm, as we go through this Thanksgiving prayer, to glean from it, because this is just where we want to be, I believe. It begins, oh, give thanks. Give thanks to the Lord. Are you thankful? How thankful are you? Oh, give thanks to the Lord. And then call, kara, call upon his name. Are we calling upon his name? And then are we making known his deeds among the people? From your life, do the people see Christ? And then sing to him. Do you sing to him? You know, almost always when people ask for prayer because they're dry and because they're not where they want to be, they haven't been singing to the Lord. They haven't been praising his name. Their prayer life is boiled down to give me this, give me that, how could this, how could that, and woe is me. And just, you know, everybody they see, pray for me, I'm going through it all. My, I've got spiritual warfare like nobody else in the world has ever had. I've got it, you know, and I'm sure they feel that way. But how about singing to the Lord? How about singing to the Lord? Sing to the Lord. Sing what? Sing praises and psalms to him. So if you don't know what to sing, just open the psalm book and start reading and singing. And then talk, all of you who like to talk, talk of all his wondrous works. Now that's going to take you quite a while. There's a lot to do if you're really following this prayer, because we're supposed to talk of all his wondrous works. Glory, glory, that's Hallel from the Hallelujah. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seeks the Lord. We'll see rejoice a couple of more times in this prayer. He wants us to rejoice. He doesn't want us to be walking around with long faces. Right? Because if we think about what he's done for us, we can't help but rejoice, right? We really can't. Now, we do get battered about and we think, oh, things are really bad. That's certainly part of it. But where is our faith in that, and where is our remembrance in that? Because we'll be seeing just a minute to remember. But here, let the hearts of those rejoice who seek. Seek. Seek the Lord. We got three seeks here. To beseech, or to search diligently, to inquire. Let the hearts of those rejoice who diligently seek the Lord. Are you diligently seeking the Lord? And it goes on, repeats that. Seek the Lord and his strength. Goes on to say, seek his face forevermore. So are you seeking him? Are you rejoicing in him? Are you seeking him in his strength? Are you seeking his face forevermore? And then it says, remember, 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 remember his marvelous works. You know, we have that word, such a key word in when we come to the table, to remember what he has done for us. But we need to be reminded to remember. Remember his marvelous works, which he has done. His wonders. You know, John just mentioned the two stars out there close together, the two planets out there close together. You know, when you look at creation and you look at, they're estimating 100 billion galaxies. And if each galaxy has 1 to 200 billion stars, you think of how many that is. It's a number which is so beyond, I can't even pronounce it. And he knows them all by name, right? So is he thinking, think you can remember your name? Yes, absolutely. But his wonders and the judgments of his mouth, the proclamations of his mouth. Remember how his judgment comes against his enemies. And we want to remember he is a perfect, righteous judge. Perfect and righteous. He's not an unrighteous judge. And he loves us so much. He loves his children. He loves everybody, really, but he hates their sin. And then, O seed of Israel, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen one. So at this point, of course, Israel was the chosen nation, and it still is to a sense, but with Christ, what? There is no difference between Jew or Greek, Gentile, slave, free, male, female, we're all one in Christ because of what he has done. He's paid the price for all of us. And then verse 14, he is the Lord our God. He is Yahweh our Elohim. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in the earth. And then again, remember his covenant forever, the word which he commanded, or in other words, which he remembers for 1,000 generations. Thank the Lord that he's a covenant-keeping God, right? I know many of you have said that often, but remember his covenant forever. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. You are his. Nothing can take you away from him. And that promise that he made to Abraham, or with Abraham, his oath to Isaac, and it confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan, the allotment of your inheritance. When you were few in number, indeed very few, and strangers in it. Now that fits us today too. You know, relatively speaking, there's very few believers on the face of the earth. And apparently there always will be in our lifetime, maybe forever, I don't know. But we're few in number. Indeed, very few and strangers in it. But we see what the Lord has done for everyone in here. He has purchased us and he has forgiven us. And he has justified us if we'd never sinned. When they, the Israel, went from one nation to another and from one kingdom to another people, he permitted no man to do them wrong. As his child, nobody can touch us without his permission, right? Yes, he rebuked kings for their sake, saying, do not touch my anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm. And I believe we could insert our names in there in terms of we are kings and prophets in the new covenant. Do my prophets, do his believers, do us no harm. Now we shift again. This is Psalm 96, but again, it continues on, and yet it's a little bit different in a way because it begins with, again, sing, sing. We were told to sing to him in verse 9. Now we're told to sing to him in verse 23. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Notice that. It's not just Israel. It's not just his chosen nation. It's all the earth. All the earth. And then proclaim, herald, preach, what? The good news of his salvation from day to day. Are we doing that? Did you do that yesterday? Well, I get a lot of yeses here. I wish we were all that holy, I tell you that. But I pray that that's true for us, that we're proclaiming the good news of his salvation from day to day. And that we're declaring his glory among the nations. Are you declaring that? Proclaiming the good news of salvation, declaring his glory among the nations, his wonders among all people. So we see here, there's a lot, in a sense, for us to do in this Thanksgiving prayer, isn't there? And it's just exactly the same thing as the Great Commission, really. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. All peoples, all peoples, all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Do you believe that? How great is your God? For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. He's the creator. He's the creator, the only creator. Honor and majesty are before him. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and gladness are in his place. And then three gives here. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Are you doing that? Am I doing that? No, I don't think so. I don't think I am. The glory due his name. That's a lot of glory, isn't it? But are we giving to the Lord the glory due his name? We need his help. We can't do that on our own. Bring an offering. Come before him. And then this verse I love as much as any in here. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. I think if there's any verse, the church today at large, I'm not just talking about a church, but the church at large, is the importance of the beauty of holiness. How much holiness do you see in the church today? It's like almost we don't want to emphasize holiness. We want to emphasize too much worldliness, right? But we're to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. His holiness is so beautiful. Can we grasp that? Can we grasp that? And can we worship him in that? Tremble before him, all the earth. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. Then rejoice again. Let the heavens rejoice. Before we had the let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Here it's let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. And let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea roar in all its fullness. Now the fields, let the fields rejoice and all that is in it. Then the trees of the woods shall rejoice before the Lord, for he is coming. Do you believe that? I know you believe it all, but I mean, we sometimes just say these words. I mean, you could go through this prayer right here in probably about 45 seconds and not get anything at all out of it. Just words, right? Yeah, I rejoice in his goodness, and he's great and all, and then you forget what you said, right? We need to really kind of meditate on these kinds of things, it seems to me, or at least I do. I can't grasp it just by reading it at least once. Let the field rejoice in all that is in it. Then the trees of the woods shall rejoice. Again, rejoice. So the fields rejoice, the trees rejoice, the heavens rejoice, the hearts of those who seeking him rejoice. He is a God who wants rejoicing, doesn't he? Are you rejoicing? Do people see you rejoicing in the Lord? Do they see me rejoicing in the Lord? For he is coming to judge the earth, amen, righteously. And then kind of the final here, oh, give thanks to the Lord. 39 times in the Bible we're told to give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And say, save us, O God of our salvation. Gather us together and deliver us from the Gentiles to give thanks, again, to give thanks to your holy name, to triumph in your praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. Everlasting to everlasting. That's a long time, isn't it? Beyond time, actually, isn't it? From everlasting to everlasting, and all the people said amen and praised the Lord. So we say amen and praise the Lord, right? So remembering his greatness and remembering how he has given us the gift of prayer, let us pray now for those things that the Spirit would put on our hearts to lead us in one accord.
We stand and lift our hands. What a joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship him now. How great, how awesome is he. And together we sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with glory.
I don't want to go on too long, but would everybody pick up their notes? You don't have one. Anybody not having a note here? Let's just close in reading this song of thanksgiving together. This is 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 8. Let's just read it together and with understanding of what we talked about this morning. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk of all his wondrous works, glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek the Lord, his face forevermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O seed of Israel, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen one, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Remember his covenant forever, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac, and confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as the allotment of your inheritance, when you were few in number, indeed very few, and strangers in it. When they went from one nation to another, and from one kingdom to another people, he permitted no man to do them wrong. Yes, he rebuked kings for their sakes, saying, do not touch my anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. And let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea roar in all its fullness. Let the field rejoice and all that is in it. Then the trees of the woods shall rejoice before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And say, save us, O God of our salvation, gather us together and deliver us from the Gentiles, to give thanks to your holy name, to triumph in your praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. And all the people said, amen, and praise the Lord. Well, Father, we thank you for this prayer of thanksgiving, such a fitting thing for to be done for King David to lead the nation of Israel after that great day of bringing the Ark to Jerusalem. And so we thank you for meeting us here this morning. As we go, may we tell the people about your wonders. May we tell the people about your good works. May we tell the people, may they see your salvation in our lives. So, Lord, may we be available to you today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for bringing each one here, and bless each one because they came. And as we go out now into that world, in Jesus' name, amen.